I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Please note by... What's going on? Please note that by listening to this podcast, you're consenting to being shocked, riled up, and quite possibly appalled. But why stop now?
Welcome to Loose Lips with me, Georgie Porter.
And me, Samira Mighty. We are your weekly dose of honesty, giving you a fresh new take on the stories of the week.
We are still recording from home, and we cannot wait to bring you your brilliant stories of the week.
This week, find out what made Georgie say this.
You can't be too fake, because you get found out, don't you? So when people are hiding, you find out. And what made Samira say this?
Ooh, that made me gag.
Hello.
Hello, bonjour.
Buongiorno, how are you?
Oh, right, you know, it's cold today, isn't it?
It is rainy, it's cold, I don't know what outfit to wear, I don't know what coat to put on.
I keep yawning.
Why are you yawning? Are you bored?
I think when the weather's, probably, I'm joking. No, but it's, you know, it's the weather when you look like, when it's grey. And it's all it makes you. Yeah.
Do you know, actually, my dog Lady wouldn't get out of bed today because she would not. She's looked out the window and she was like, no. And I was like, get
really?
Out of bed. Yeah. She hides
your
under
dog
my duvet.
That?
Yeah, Lady, because she knows that she has to go out for a walk and she refuses. She's
oh,
like, no,
she
it's
can't
wet.
Be asked. Oh my God, that is so funny.
I had to like pull her off. Like, you know, when a cat holds onto a duvet, she was like that with her paws.
My cat's been like overly friendly recently and I'm so confused. She usually is so evil, like a bitch. And then recently she got up and sat next to me and like put her head near me and all that, and I was like, what the hell, what's going on?
Oh, she's liking you now, that's weird.
She likes me. She probably wants a little choo-choo sweet thing, whatever she has, the little catnip.
She knows you've got it, you've got the power.
How's recording going? Filming.
Well, really good. Filming's great. I forgot how little Teresa McQueen wears, and she like,
oh wow.
Yeah, like wears little outfits. And yesterday we had to film outside and I was like and
you're
I was like
shivering.
Yeah, and I thought,
is there
oh
always
God,
is there any bystanders or is it a set?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Like, for example, like if you're filming outside, like bystanders, yeah. And like can people walk past?
Oh, no extras are allowed. Nope, not.
Okay,
as,
fair.
As minimum amount of people as possible.
Oh, yeah, of course. So yeah. They're gonna, I guess they'll try and write it so there's not many extras are walking
no
around
one.
And stuff.
Yeah, it's like empty.
Is it really social distance? Like, really, really?
Yeah, and you forget because we're such a social, like, filming set, we all have to get shouted at and, like, reminded because we're like, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, no.
You just forget.
But we have to, like, remember that people, it's like, you know, it's so serious as well because we're at work. But it's really good. But I just wear really next to nothing and I'm just so cold sometimes and I think, oh,
jeez.
Yeah. Anything else to report? I'm going to come and visit you soon.
With coleslaw.
In what? With coleslaw?
Yeah.
Well, is this a new discovery?
This is a new thing. No, honestly, right, I've always been like, ugh, disgusting, coleslaw, vile.
Yeah.
And I call it coleslaw, and I know people keep saying it's coleslaw or something, but it's coleslaw to me. Anyway,
yeah.
I tried it the other day, and I mean, my eyes widened.
Oh, no, it's incredible, isn't it? It's like a
really
fruit.
Nice.
Yeah. Does it go with everything? Like, what'd you put it on?
I have it with every meal. I don't put it on anything. It's always on the side.
No, that's cool. My housemate's obsessed as well. We have 3 pots of it in my fridge right now.
Like, why is it so nice? It's like sweet, but it's not. It's weird.
It's like, yeah, it's like refreshing, isn't it? It's cool.
May I interject and do one thing? Cheesy coleslaw. Have you ever?
I've never tried it. I feel like I'd throw up.
Oh my god, there's cheese coleslaw with cheese bits in.
Yeah,
oh
into that.
My god, too it much. Is. The
I need
best.
To be eased in. I need to be eased in.
Yeah, gradually.
I remember that's those like... kids at school used to have like coleslaw sandwich. And I used to think, oh, you're fucked. You're fucked, mate. That is
I have a coleslaw sandwich from Marks and Spencer. Oh wow.
Ooh, has it got brown bread or white?
White bread, nice.
Ooh, that made me gag.
No, and also, do you remember like the salad bars at Morrison's? Do you know like you said about coleslaw being like a different word and you say a different word? Can I just say, you know when people say, all right, I have an espresso every day and sometimes I'll drive through the Starbucks and ask for one. Mm. And some people call it an espresso. And I think sometimes you work in the coffee
espresso.
Shop. And it's you're an saying espresso. The wrong word. Exactly.
Can I have an espresso, please? You wouldn't go, can I have an espresso, please?
No. So I just wanted to clear that up and make sure that that is what that is. And so we all know.
Espresso.
Moving forward, should we do a listener letter? Do you want to go forward?
Right,
Gowan.
Listener letter from... Gowan, then, all of that. Listener letter number one from Sophie. Dear Samir and Georgie, I have a work dilemma for you. Dun, dun, dun. I'm really struggling with home working. So many of my friends say how much they love it. Getting to sleep in late, more time for exercise, etc. But I miss the office vibe. I'm in sales and I just can't get the same atmosphere at home. I don't think my office will be back this year. How do I get through?
Oh, Sophie. Oh, don't worry. Everything comes to an end soon. This will finish. You will be in your office one day.
I think just why don't you wear your little outfit and then like sit at your desk and like I said, you need to get into a routine.
Yeah.
If you're not that kind of person, cool. Then absolutely new.
That is cool. Like set up a little private office in your house and go to work. That's a good idea.
Wake up and just do what you'd usually do at work and then give yourself a little break. But then also, you know, you'll feel much more better.
Yeah. Do you know what I've actually really missed about being not going out like normal? Dancing in a nightclub. And
I know.
Day,
I love dancing.
You forget. Well, my friend put on WAP and we danced in the kitchen the other day and I was like, oh, this is what I need to do.
It's so fun.
Yeah, like a freestyle, just dance, like go crazy and just...
I can't remember what it's like to be around that many people.
I know, and dancing in the same, like, you know, when like guys as well come up to you and you're a bit like, ew, get off me.
What's that like? I miss them.
Yeah.
I miss the toilet girls that just like run up to you and they're like, do you have any mascara?
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, I do.
Yeah, and you share
it. You share it. You used to share everything with random girls. How weird is that? Like, be in the bathroom and like be like, and you got anyone got any lip gloss? And you just be like some random nitty girl in the toilet, like I do. And you're like, I have some.
Yeah, and you just share it around. You just spread it around. Conjunctivitis. Now we just wouldn't even dare.
You wouldn't dare. Has like, anyone got a tissue? And like, do you have hand sanitizer?
Yeah. Have you sprayed this before you gave it me? Okay.
Yeah. No. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Wow. So yeah, get. Thanks, Soph.
Yeah, thanks, Soph.
Oh yes, the Great British Bake Off returned last week.
Did it?
Yeah, it was actually really good. Yep. But Sandy has been replaced by Matt Lucas, and he's really funny. Like he's
Matt
so...
Lucas's jokes though.
Yeah, and he's like I don't know what I was trying to say then. Sorry.
Good.
Also, what, was it moved to a new location? Where is it? Why is it in a different place?
To comply with COVID regulations.
But where is it? It looks like it's in the middle of a jungle, like an Amazon jungle.
Does it? I don't know.
Yeah.
It, mate.
Well, they zoom out and it's surrounded by trees and they've all been living together and had to, like, live together in a bubble so they can all be close to each other, which is exciting.
Does anyone fit on there or...?
Fit bakers?
But you know, sometimes they have the odd like young one. Let's just say no.
Okay, let's just say, well, maybe we might have produce some weird crushes about them. Super
Noel Fielding is quite fit. No.
Charlotte, what the fuck, mate?
Is that your weird crush, Charlotte?
Yeah, am I saying it too early?
Well, that's just maybe. Weird.
I'll save it.
Preempting this.
I'll save it, okay.
That's just, scary.
Right, so what happened was, as well, on it, I'm just going to tell you a little thing that happened, is one of the women threw over somebody's cakes and they fell to the floor, which was pure drama.
So the sabo?
Yeah. Wait, yeah, there was sabotage. Yeah.
That's horrible.
She did it by accident. She cried, but it was a big deal.
I love Bake Off, but I only like it when it's good. Like, I only like it when they're quite shit.
Oh, like when they're rubbish at it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's too good when they're too amazing. I like the big ones when they do like make a sculpture of like an animal out of bread.
They were making faces and they were horrendous. It's so funny. Do you know what else I think? You know, when you're watching this, don't you just want to eat it? Shouldn't there be like an app that delivers like the flavor of what you, so you can sit and eat it with them and be like, oh, nice.
It's a good pitch. You should pitch that to Channel 4. Probably make a lot of money.
Well, there we go. I've said it first. You heard it here first. That's what
I'm
going to
take it now.
Run with it.
All of a sudden, like next week, you just see like Samira's amazing million-dollar idea in the papers.
With a Battenberg delivered
as the
to your door.
As the papers always say, six-figure. She's got a six-figure deal.
Oh, good. Right. Well, can I just have like a little bit of a figure, please? Can I have a little slice?
10 quid.
A slice of your figure. Thank you.
Yeah, £10.
We'll be right back with more news and letters after this.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Laura Wright, and I'm here to tell you about my podcast, Music in My Life. In this series, I'm talking to some amazing guests about their favourite pieces of music. We'll be delving into the music they listen to and why it shaped them throughout the years.
It's like intense. It made me feel cooler and stronger and harder than I was.
But the man on board had cancer, and that's obviously become a big part of my life.
I can listen to it now, reminding myself where I've come from.
He just completely lost it as we pulled up to the hospital.
You can find it wherever you found this podcast. Just search Music in My Life.
Welcome back. We have a weird crush this week from Latte Lover 246. They left a review on the Apple Podcasts.
Ooh.
I really, really, really fancy Hagrid.
No!
As in half giant, half man from Harry Potter. I really like bearded men, so that's that. But I also love how homely he is with his pots of tea, baking and pets. Plus, you've got to love how he drags the Christmas tree behind him so effortlessly.
What?
That is disgusting.
So, can I just... Right,
he's fake.
I love Latte Lover.
It's so gross.
Is it you, Shazza?
It's not me, but I can totally picture what they mean with the Christmas tree. Sam, surely you can as well. You know, every Christmas at Hogwarts.
Yeah, he always drags it.
Dragging in a massive Christmas tree.
Yeah, don't fancy him, though.
Do you know what? My mum's got curly hair like Hagrid, and she carries a Christmas tree like that, but I just find that weird.
It's the beard that makes me feel ill.
He's just very old manish.
He's a giant, mate. He looks like he stinks as well.
Yeah, around his beard. Imagine kissing.
Yeah, he smells like musty. He smells musty.
Yeah, that's a lot. Can I just ask as well, how long is Harry Potter going to be the favourite thing of people's lives? Is this going to be a forever thing?
It's a proper trend on TikTok at the minute, though.
Still?
Yeah, still. It's proper trending now. Proper. Draco Malfoy. I'm crazy, but I like it.
I don't know how long a film, you know, like this can go on for. Like Harry Potter, will our children's children love it as much?
Of course.
Wow.
It's too good. It's too good.
Long live Harry Potter forever and ever.
Long live Harry.
Who have you been fancying? Right, okay, Charlotte, come back with who you fancy. Noel Fielding, what is happening there?
I think it's just how funny he is. Did you guys ever watch, what was that big TV show he was so famous for?
He was great in The Mighty Boosh. Yeah.
The Mighty Boosh.
Yeah.
Quite funny. He was great in IT Crowd.
Oh my God, yeah, he plays the guy in the cupboard. I forgot about that. He's just so funny. And in Bake Off, he's his most like playful, purest self.
Yeah, he is funny.
Yeah.
With his big sleeves of his big jumpers.
And like his really funny
clothing.
He has
clothing. His own fashion, doesn't
and
he?
His voice is a bit like this. It's low and weird.
My mum's like friend knows him really well.
Can you
he's an artist.
Set me up.
He's like 90.
Charlotte, you're with Harry Styles. You
That's
do
true.
Well.
That's true. Harry Styles has been really busy though with all of his new music, so he hasn't really given me the attention I deserve.
Yeah, so rude.
I know, right?
Yikes. Can I just say who I have like an astonishing, profound new crush on, but not in a fancy way, but I'm upset.
Of course,
who?
This is the time.
Jodrinda.
Ugh.
Yeah,
I
love
he's gay,
him.
Right?
Yeah, I know he's gay, but I'm obsessed
I've met him.
With him. Have you? I love him to death.
He's funny. He speaks.
Yeah.
He speaks literally like, he's so honest.
Oh, wow.
I love him with all my heart.
You must fancy like, Jamie Lang then.
I don't Jamie Lang.
Yeah, but Jamie Lang's not as intelligent, I'm going to say.
Yes, he's not a lawyer.
Wow. Exactly. I think that's what does it for me, is intelligence, and he's just genius.
Big
brown I've been
eyes.
Watching this thing called Ratched on Netflix.
Oh, I've just watched the first one, yes.
Oh, it's so good, and I fancy the guy in it. He's called Edmund.
The one that was the killer in the beginning. Oops.
Yeah, but he's in American Horror Stories, and so most of the characters in this are in American Horror Stories, and his characters are always mad, like, and I don't know what it is. They're just cool, yeah.
Crazy.
But it's honestly amazing when you get into it. Oh my God, George, it's so good.
Yeah, the first episode's insane, and that's what I've seen. So yeah, mm-hmm. The music is very like.
I'm on episode 7.
So, guys, everyone else listening, who have you been fancying? Let us know by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. Make sure to hit 5 stars, please. I beg you. And we'll deliver cakes to your door if you do.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, Georgie will.
I'll personally deliver a cake to your door if you give us 5 stars. It'll take a while because there's a lot of people to get around.
Yeah, exactly. News number 2. So there's a brand new talent show featuring Little Mix. Little Mix, The Search, features the artists creating bands and becoming mentors.
Talent shows always scare me because I always think people...
I can't watch them.
Yeah, like it ruins their dreams.
Even
sometimes.
Though I've been on it, I can't watch it.
Yeah, so even being on it, like, how do you feel? Like, you think,
I don't think it's going to be as savage as X Factor for some reason.
And also, they will feel...
Oh God, that's going to be so savage. Oh my God, people's dreams are going to be absolutely crushed.
But they can feel the connection as to like their dreams as well. So I feel like they'll have more, you know, what's the word? Oh, I've lost it.
Here's a question for you both. How does, have it both of you been on reality TV, affect how you now watch reality TV? Because you've seen like behind the curtain,
cringe.
Haven't you?
Just cringe.
Well,
it depends. Like, sometimes I'm like, shit, that was real. And sometimes you're like, damn, that was set up.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell.
I don't like being myself, but I'm fully myself. And then I watch myself and I'm like, oh my God, ew, who'd be friends with me?
cringe.
Yeah, because also you can't hide. You can't be too fake because you get found out, don't you? So when people are hiding, you find out eventually.
Exactly.
Listener letter number two from Anonymous. Hello, Loose Lips. I have no idea where you'll land on this one, so I can't wait to ask. There's quite a lot of news around at the moment, whether it's okay to call someone a chav. I've not heard this. It was around loads when I was a teenager and even featured in St. Trinian's, etc. But apparently it's coming back. Is it okay or not okay?
What the fuck?
Course it's okay. Call you
Yeah, there's
chav.
Bear chavs out there.
If they're a chav, they're a chav. Some people like being
chav, mate, you're a fucking chav.
And that's it. That's who you are.
But also, like, it's not like you're calling them a racist word or anything. This is kind of random.
No.
Like,
it's not that harsh.
It's not that deep. It's not that deep, though.
I know. And if you are a chav, just embrace it and be a chav to the full extent. Mm. So people own their chavness. Like, what's his name? In Bugsy Malone, a chav. Who's that?
Who's that? Is this a rapper?
Is he a rapper? Yeah.
I don't know, really, if I'm honest.
And what's his name, a chav? Who's the other singer who's from Manchester? H.
Oh, he's a bit chavvy, yeah, I think. No, but he's got a lot of money and he can wear a lot of drip.
But you know what? It's where you come from and it's who you hang around with. Like,
chav is that M to the B, M to the B, M, 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 M to the B, bang. That one.
What have you just done?
Do you not know that?
No.
Charlotte, you do.
No, what is it?
Where have you guys been? Do you guys not watch TikTok anymore?
Not as much. I went in too hard and now I'm in rehab.
Oh, it was like a huge sound that went round. I told you about it, I swear.
As far as I'm aware with TikTok, it's still, you can really dance. I'm just stuck in that golden era. Like a grandma.
There's this chav sound. I told you about it, I swear. And it was this little girl rapping in KFC when she was like 14, like a diss track, you know?
Oh,
and I think she's from somewhere that speaks like that, you know? I think maybe where you're from, no offence, Georgie.
But this is it. It's not offending me. I have chav roots. I have grown up with chavs and they're like pitbulls. They're the most loyal, real people. They are genuine.
And they care for you.
I love a chav. Chavs are my favourite. Chavs are my life. Chavs are all I know. I don't know posh people. I can't relate to a posh person. I enjoy their company. I have a great time. But I can't really relate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I am chav through and through. I love chav.
I am also a chav.
Lol. Happy April Fools. It's opposite day.
I just wanted to see what you both would say.
Even the way you hesitated, Charlotte, like, I'm chav.
You couldn't even like,
say,
can I pull
even
this
said
off?
The word chav ever in your
no.
life.
Give me a chav any day, all day.
Is there a silent PH in the word chav?
No, chav. Chafing.
Chav stick.
Yeah. Do you think I could be a chav?
No way.
I'm too concerned. Yeah, no. I,
maybe, too concerned.
You know, I wear trackies, but with the Balenciaga.
I mean, chavs have brought every single fashion item out in the world ever.
They have.
Oh, haven't it? It begins with chavs.
Bronzer.
Who?
You got bronzer, you've got hairspray, gel.
You've got,
hoops,
you know.
The diamond on the tooth.
Slick
baby
hair. Yeah, everything comes from chav. You know what? Actually, I've never realised.
Tracksuit with heels.
I've never realised.
I dress like a chav then.
Yeah, but it's, you know, there's still people in my area who are the original chavs.
The original dons.
Yeah. White eyeliner's back, isn't it? Is it?
Is it? You put it underneath your eye.
You're telling me like it's new. I've known this since I was 12.
I like cake on my mascara like 50 times.
Yeah, sometimes I use two different types of mascara.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Don't be silly. Of course I do.
Bella Hadid is becoming chav. She's trying to bring it
out. She's a chav.
Yeah, she is a chav. I'm glad we've established this. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips with Samira Mighty and Georgie Porter. We will be back next Monday with our take on the week. But we'll also be bringing you a bonus episode every Thursday. Extra Lippy on Thursdays. It's all about you. So make sure to get in touch.
Subscribe so you don't miss a thing and rate and review whilst you're there. Plus, tell your friends.
This podcast is about you too. Get involved by emailing looselips@createproductions.com with your dilemmas for us to solve, yeah?
Wow. You can find us at Samira Mighty and at The Missy Porter. This is a Create podcast in collaboration with Intertalent Rights Group.
Bye! Chavs even brought back Burberry. Bye!
Yeah, they did. I love a Burberry little hat.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.